There are two Kinnikinick rivers in Wisconsin. One flows through Milwaukee. The other mainly passes through farmland and forested valleys about 30 miles east of St. Paul. It's this western river, known locally as the Kinney, which has the reputation of being a top trout stream. Hudson resident Klein Hickok says during fishing season, he's fly fishing the Kinney two or three times a week.
I like the solitude. I like the challenge. It's a wonderful resource.
Occasionally, some high-profile people will hear of the Kinney and come to fish. Grammy-winning folk singer Ramblin' Jack Elliott dropped in last Thursday prior to a concert in the Twin Cities. While standing at Riverside, Elliott recited lyrics written by his old friend Woody Guthrie.
I went down to the fishing hole, bear carried along my fishing pole, something got my hook and grabbed my bait, jerked me out in the middle of the lake, some jump. I got sunk, baptized on the credit.
But away from the fun, there are threats to the river, threats like fertilizer and soil runoff from farms, and runoff from the growing number of homes, stores, and blacktop parking lots in the urban sprawl from the Twin Cities. To try to protect the stream, the nonprofit Kinnikinick River Land Trust has become increasingly active. For example, the trust has purchased a conservation easement at the farm of Lyle and Roberta Johnson, which has about a half mile of frontage on the Kinney, west of the city of River Falls. While driving a motorized cart, Lyle Johnson points to one of the small earthen dams that have been put in to help protect the river from farm runoff.
This is the top of it right here, and that's the spillway right there. That you see that wood is blocked in there so nothing can get in there and fill the hole up where if there's ever going to be enough rain for it to spill out, that's where it'll spill out.
The conservation deal also calls for the Johnsons' farm to stay in agricultural production long after the Johnsons are able to work. The Kinnikinick River Land Trust has also been busy acquiring some property along the river. Land Trust Executive Director Nelson French hikes through a field of alfalfa on what's known as the Quarry Road property northeast of River Falls. He says a developer's plan to put hundreds of homes on the land fell through a couple of years ago, and the trust has come up with more than $1 million in donations and grants to buy the site from a bank. French says the land will be converted to natural vegetation and therefore reduce runoff.
So this property is very important from a hydrological perspective for the Kinney. And putting it back into grassland and perennial cover will provide that protection and buffer for the river that it so needs.
Tomorrow, the DNR board will also consider a proposal to have the state accept the Quarry Road property from the land trust. Between that deal and the possible toughening of phosphorus rules, conservationists hope the Kinney and other Wisconsin streams will more often be places where the trout beckon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near River Falls.